I'm Evan Kleinman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Jonathan, my dear, where are we headed?
I think it's technically called Echo Park, but I tend to think of it as like the area near Dodger Stadium.
Okay. And where are we eating?
We're eating at Winsome, a new restaurant that I actually like quite a bit, but puzzles me more than almost any restaurant I've been to in the last few months.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Well, it's in the bottom of this giant complex, very 1960s. There's a big patio. There's a big interior space. It feels a lot like a Googie coffee shop.
And so they're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
The best thing that I've had at the restaurant, and I keep having it over and over and over and over again, is the semolina pancake.
I think I had that for breakfast. It was incredible.
It's sort of a broad pancake made with semolina and with buckwheat. Sizzled on one side. The edges get really nice and crispy and buttery. But I don't think they flip it, so it's almost puddingy inside.
It's like a crumpet.
I suppose it could be like a crumpet because it has those holes all over it. They make strawberry preserves and they put them on top. And you almost want to push them to the side because the grain flavor, the buttery flavor of the pancake is just so good even without them.
But then you end up eating it anyway.
Of course you eat the preserves because they're preserves.
Yeah, of course. It's very good.
Yeah. If you are apt to have toast with the fried duck egg and cheese and andouille on it, you'll be very happy. It's a little bit hearty.
Who's the chef cooking all this food?
I think the chef of record is Jeremy Strubel.
And he comes from?
Rustic Canyon. They opened for dinner fairly recently, and I was surprised that the aesthetic was pretty close to what it is at breakfast. It's not a we'll do breakfast for the locals and we'll do dinner for everyone else.
So it's a real neighborhood restaurant. What is another kind of main dish that you liked?
The whole roasted branzino. It's a big fish and it's presented sort of butterflied. So you definitely see the spine and the skull, and then there's big sheets of boneless, crisp skin, you know, nicely done meat on either side. The roasted chicken is nice. It's a simple prep, but it's like, again, rubbed with herbs. A good thing to pretend that you're going to eat when really what you want are the Kennebec potato chips, which are thick, cooked to order, sprinkled with herbs, and are so, so good.
Wow. And I bet the dessert menu must be pretty great, too.
The desserts aren't bad. There's a kind of baked Alaska.
Really?
But they call it Baked Japan, so there's like this, you know, big ball of meringue surrounding coffee ice cream. There's miso caramel.
That sounds wonderful.
It's a good thing.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Winsome in Echo Park. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendation.